Groups like Smoke Free Wisconsin say most people are complying with the two-year-old state law. It prevents anyone from lining up at workplaces, including bars and restaurants. And unlike Illinois, there have not been efforts to overturn it. In order to get Wisconsin's law enacted, smoke-free groups had to compromise. Municipalities cannot pass rules more strict than state law. Communities, for instance, cannot require a ban at outdoor patios used by the public. Smoke-free Wisconsin director Maureen Buzalaki says businesses can ask patrons not to smoke.
You could voluntarily do it, but there's no mandate. So someday the rest of us would like to eat outside again in the summer, and getting rid of that preemption so that local communities could make that choice would be great.
Smoke-free Wisconsin would also like to see tribal areas included in the statewide smoking ban. Buzalaki says some tribes are voluntarily banning smoking in government buildings and health centers.
The disparity of tobacco use in Native community shows that we really need to support them in their efforts to go smoke-free while at the same time respecting traditional use of tobacco.
Any person who violates the ban is first issued a warning. After that, they can be fined up to $250. The latest data from the State Department of Health Services shows 149 businesses were non-compliant between July of last year and May of this year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.